Hi, this is Local Broke Girl, and if you're listening to this audio that isn't from my Reddit or Soundgasm account under the name Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio from a site that has like re-uploaded it without my permission, and I would really appreciate it if you could go back to your original source and support me from there. Thank you, and enjoy your audio. Sorry for taking so long in the shower, but have you seen my moisturizer? I've been looking for it everywhere, but it's not in the bathroom and... Oh. Silly me. Thank you. Hey. Are you alright? Hey. Hey, look at me. What's wrong? You know you can tell me. Oh, baby, I understand. Yeah, I do. Feeling like a fraud after stripping off all that makeup and clothes. Feeling as if a different person has emerged. I know that feeling. I mean, you've seen me break down over it too, and... it's perfectly fine to feel that way. I mean, we always strive to present ourselves in the best way possible, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, after all, who doesn't want to know, you know, be known for like their best qualities or features? But just because you're not always like that doesn't mean that that part of you isn't real. It is real. It's just as real as the rest of you. You know me. I slap on a bunch of colors on my face and draw an eyeliner and dress like an e-girl so I can feel more confident and edgy and look like a bad bitch, but... let's be real. The truth is I'm listening to fucking Chopin's Nocturne. Looking like a bad bitch while listening to classical music. We gain confidence when we dress up and act like hot shit, and that is part of who we are. And when we come back, we remove that mask and become soft and vulnerable, and that's who we are as well. With or without the makeup, you're beautiful. You're strong, confident, humble, compassionate, and nothing can change that. My feelings for you didn't change at all when I saw you without makeup, and your feelings didn't change for me when you saw me without it, right? You accepted my crusty rat ass without hesitation, so why wouldn't I do the same for you? Yes, I did call myself a crusty rat. Sometimes we just need a little push to become our best selves, and makeup and clothes can help us love the way we look. And bring out parts of us that we are too shy to show the public. It's not exactly a mask to hide who you are. It's more like a megaphone, you know, announcing your qualities to the world. You know I'm right. We're both vain enough to go, "I'm hot shit," at any random moment. Well, at least I am. To people I know, like, I'm not to like random strangers, but like, you've seen me. Sometimes I just stare myself in the mirror wearing my eyeliner and I'm just like, damn, I'm fucking hot. And you're like, yeah, you are. I love you. With or without the frills. I love you in this dress because I know you felt extremely sexy tonight. And it really showed. I was so turned on by you. You notice? Well, honestly, with the way I was clinging onto your arm, I guess it was quite obvious. What can I say? It's not my fault you're so hot. But I love you out of this dress too. Because you trust me enough to let me see your skin. And even touch it. Does it feel nice? me kissing your neck. My hands sliding down your shoulders to your forearms, to your hands linking your fingers with mine. Yeah. Kissing down your body, down your breasts, giving your tummy a little circle of kissers because I love it so much. And just a small peck on the waistband of your panties. Spread your legs for me, baby. Oh? You're wet for me? Even when I'm looking like the crustiest, greasiest rat alive? I know. You say I'm not a rat, but I've embraced the rat lifestyle. But Sue, you still love me. You still get turned on by me when I look like this. Yes, I know, I'm an effortless beauty, but so are you. You are beautiful as a crusty rat, and I love you for who you are. You're perfect to me, and let me show you how much I appreciate you. So, I'm just gonna take these panties off, and you really gotta tell me where you're getting all these lingerie, okay? Because you can't have all these nice ones for yourself. I want to seduce you too, not just as a rat. Stop talking and just eat you out already. Someone's impatient and is letting her dominant side show. Should I tease a little bit? Come on, baby, spread your legs wider. Show me how much you want in my mouth on you. Did that feel nice? I figured, since you squeezed my hand the moment I gave you that little lick and a little suck. Do you want me to tease them? I'm sorry for teasing, mistress. I couldn't help myself, but... I love it when you're dominant. Oh, your pussy tastes so good. I could eat it all day. Does it feel good? Am I making you feel good? Good. Because you deserve it. Are you good? going to come. Yes, come my face. Cover me. Do you enjoy yourself? Yeah, that's good. Kiss you. Oh, you want to taste yourself, aren't you, Kinky? I'm just kidding. You're beautiful, okay? Don't ever forget that.